You're listening to SBS News.
A Russian tank commander in chains is brought into a small, crowded courtroom in the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. The 21-year-old can hardly be heard as he pleads guilty to murder.
Do you plead guilty?
Yes.
Vadim Shishamarman appears emotionless as the case against him is read out. It's alleged that in the opening days of the war, he fired an AK-47 out of a car window towards a 62-year-old man who was riding a bicycle on a village road. Despite the guilty plea, this trial has some way to go. The soldier's lawyer, Viktor Ovsanikov, will argue his client was ordered to fire.
The fact that he pleaded guilty doesn't necessarily mean that he pleaded guilty to the exact qualifications which the prosecutors issued. I think he admitted to those events happening, but as for the classification, the court will decide. I personally don't see criminal substance in his actions.
Prosecutor Andriy Sunig argues the order came from a soldier who was not in command and the accused was under no obligation to follow through. He is expected to call eyewitnesses.
There is a civilian who witnessed Shishimaran in that vehicle immediately after the shot was taken.
It's unusual to hold a trial while a conflict is ongoing, but Ukraine has made justice for atrocities allegedly committed by Russian troops a priority. Human Rights Watch has visited 17 villages surrounding Kyiv and interviewed alleged former detainees, torture survivors, and families of victims. It has documented 65 allegations of war crimes. As investigations continue in the north of the country, the war rages on in the south. Russia claims almost 1,000 Ukrainian soldiers have surrendered at the besieged steel plant in the port city of Mariupol. 7 buses have been seen leaving the plant. Russia has called it a mass surrender, while the Ukrainian army says the goal is to save lives. A commander for Ukrainian forces in the district, Oleg Sapeka, says little is currently known about the condition of the soldiers.
So far, we do not have much news. We know that they are alive and some are receiving medical care. Unfortunately, this is all the information.
Russian investigators say they plan to interrogate the soldiers and could charge them with crimes against the civilian population in southeast Ukraine. Russia's attention may shift elsewhere, though. United States President Joe Biden is preparing to welcome his counterparts from Sweden and Finland to the White House. Both nations are seeking to join the NATO alliance. Mr. Biden has offered his support in the event of Russian aggression during the application process.
I got a call months ago from the president of Finland, wanted to come and see me. I saw him. He told me what he was thinking about, and I got a call that both the leader of Finland and Sweden are coming to see me on Thursday. I think we're going to be okay.
Okay, meaning the president is not overly concerned that Turkey will use its veto power to block the Nordic nations' attempt to join the defensive alliance. Lucy Murray, SBS News.